I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, December 5. Coming up, PSOJ launches Corporate Governance Code. 164 students receive scholarships and bursaries for agricultural studies, and vendors being urged to be on the lookout for scammers. The news in detail after the break.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
Now the news. Vendors are being urged to be on the lookout for scammers. Acting Director of Communications at the Consumer Affairs Commission, Dorothy Campbell, says unscrupulous persons have been perpetrating a scam targeting vendors, in which they pose as employees of same-day loan agencies, promising to help vendors increase their stock of goods. Vendors are asked to present specific documents as well as pay a non-refundable processing fee, and soon afterwards, they're told that their application has been denied. To ensure the scam is believable, the perpetrators may provide funds to other vendors or have other vendors say they have received loans.
It is not a system. It is really done to catch you. So I'm saying to consumers, be alert, be wise, go to the reputable same-day loans or ones that have been out there for 25 years. There are some existing like that. And the ones who offer you the best conditions of contract.
Ms. Campbell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda has welcomed the launch of the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica PSOJ Corporate Governance Code, which creates a framework to facilitate increased growth. The updated code is presented in an environment of growing business confidence and a firm commitment by both the government and private sector to lay the groundwork for sustained economic progress.
Good corporate governance can have a significant impact on growth and development in a number of ways, including but not limited to increased access to external finances by firms, which can lead to greater investment, higher growth, and greater employment creation, lower cost and greater accessibility of capital for investment, particularly in the MSME sector.
The code, which targets medium and large-sized businesses, provides entities with a framework to support the implementation and monitoring of principles and policies to improve accountability and transparency. Some 164 students have received scholarships and bursaries valued at $9.4 million through the Rio Tinto Alcan Legacy Fund to pursue agricultural studies. Under the agreement between Rio Tinto and the Jamaica 4-H clubs, the fund will give assistance to students pursuing agricultural studies at vocational, secondary and tertiary institutions in the parishes of St. Anne, St. Catherine and Manchester. Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Don McGlashan, says the scholarships cover tuition, transportation, books and lunch costs.
Young people must be a part of that trust to energize and to expand the industry. And so Jamaica is looking forward to the innovative ideas and involving to help drive the sector to even greater heights.
Some of the beneficiary schools for the 2016 cohort include York Castle, Brownstown, Jonathan Grant, Guys Hill and Bogwalk High Schools and the College of Agriculture, Science and Education, CASE. And Labour and Social Security Minister Shahini Robinson is appealing to residents of St. Anne to make greater use of community health centres in order to reduce overcrowding at hospitals. She says clinics provide quality care and doctors at the facility will refer persons to a hospital for advanced treatment if needed.
There is a health centre here that is equipped with the necessary equipment and with the staff who can see you and make the proper assessment, diagnosis, whatever, and refer you if you need to be referred. But believe me, a lot of the things that we go to the hospital for could be dealt with right here in the clinic.
Minister Robinson was addressing the opening of three patient waiting areas at the St. Anne's Bay Health Centre. The waiting areas were provided as part of the Ministry of Health's drive to reduce the waiting time for patients at health facilities across the island. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.